This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Monday, good morning and welcome. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us. All right, last night was a little bumpy, a little dicey. What do you know this morning as we start the day off? What do we know about damage? What do we know about things that actually happened versus sort of rumors and stuff swirling around social media?
Well, it was a pretty rough night. It could have been much worse. We had, there was supposed to be a rally of some sort, although there wasn't much information in Central Park last night at 8. That did not happen. Then things started happening in Champaign and in Springfield, and so as a precaution, we stepped up our, patrolling of those areas, between the Sheriff's Department and DPD. Really, we had our officers able to contain most looting problems before they happened. So we did have some windows broken in some businesses. We had some, I will say, some minor break-ins, but if it's my business, it's certainly not minor. Fortunately, we have not had reports of people hurt from any of that. We've had a number of fires. All night long, we've had fires. There's a fire at Starship Billiards. I don't have much information on that, but it was a huge fire. Then we had some fires in homes on William Street. We had reports. I made the mistake, Brian, of sleeping with my scanner on, which meant I didn't sleep because it seemed like every time the firefighters were putting out a fire, there was a new one. That may be an exaggeration, but it sure felt like it. So we called in, support from surrounding fire districts who came to the aid of our firefighters to man our stations while they, worked on saving the town.
I think about all of the men and women that have to sort of be out there all night, in the face of all of this. And I know that people are outraged and feel that there is a lot of social injustice in this country that hasn't been addressed. But I feel for those folks that are out there on the front lines that have to deal with what that officer did in Minneapolis now becomes their problem. I can't thank them enough for being out there. At the same time, I think our Macon County Sheriff, our Chief of Police, the people that are out there, alongside folks who have been gathering and protesting, they seem to be doing it the right way. And the vast majority of people that just want to have their voice heard are doing it in a peaceful way.
And, Brian, there is supposed to be a peaceful rally in March today at 5:15 at the Decatur Civic Center. And I believe they're going to march down El Dorado and then to over Church Street and down. So you might want to adjust your plans for driving home tonight from work. Many people are going back to work today for the first time in a while. They've been doing work from home. I would plan to avoid that area. Or if you would like to participate in a peaceful rally, we encourage you to do so. But I think most of us as Americans respect the right to protest peacefully. But I have to tell you, we will not tolerate violence. We will not. And we will do our best to contain it. But we totally respect the right to protest. And, I'm outraged by George Floyd's death. I'm heartbroken. And not just the officer who, kneeled on top of him for 7 minutes, but the other officers that did nothing. Our officers, we would never, never tolerate that in Decatur and Macon County. We just won't. We have excellent training. And, yeah, once in a while you're going to have somebody who's not right for the police officers, not right to wear the badge. Those people are gone. We don't keep them.
I look at this, and it's okay to feel like there's tragedies across the board. One thing doesn't necessarily negate something else. I think about these poor businesses that are finally able to open, and then they are just literally people who are out, not protesting, but they're just to do criminal behavior and to do bad things. I feel so bad for them. I worry about that stuff sort of all kind of colliding together in this community and others, and I just have such great anticipation and anxiety about all of that. What do you say to our business owners that are out there, just now finally able to get back to work?
Brian, it has been just an unbelievable few months. If you go back to January, we were all good. And then, first we were hit with a pandemic and, telling people for their health they had to stay away from each other. We had to close things down. We had to completely change business models. People were laid off. We're just starting to get back as we face you know, tremendously high unemployment numbers here. They're triple what they were this time a year ago. So we're on the brink of a depression on top of, you know, you start with a recession and you go to that. We're barely able to get our businesses to allow them to have customers and to start to rebuild everything they've lost in a hurry over the past couple of months. And now this, it's beyond the perfect storm. It is just, it's unimaginable. It's like we are caught in a really, really bad movie.
All right. So you've worked, I know we spoke several times last night. You're working with law enforcement. Clearly the fire department, you know, is out there way more active than we would like to see. Tonight, what is the protocol as far as this protest is concerned? I mean, will you be shutting down El Dorado? Will you be shutting down the streets that are impacted?
For a short amount of time, we will be. So, because we want to protect the protesters, and there was a bit of a rally yesterday in Central Park that went on into the streets. We were not aware that they were going to do that. We have been made aware. Sheriff Brown talked to one of the organizers yesterday about what is your plan, because we don't want a car to randomly plow through protesters and somebody to get hurt. We don't want that to happen. We want them to have their time of protest and hopefully a very peaceful protest. But we will be shutting down the El Dorado between Church and North Water to allow for this to happen. We will open up as quickly as we can. But I would urge people to take a different route. You know, there was a triple fatal accident overnight in Decatur. You know, it's nonstop here. So we are encouraging peaceful people to come out, wear your mask, practice social distancing, you know, support a good America for everybody. That's what we all want. But we will not condone violence or destruction. We're just not going to do it. You know, I spoke yesterday with Sheriff Brown a few times. I was with the chief yesterday, talked with Courtney Carson, multiple conversations with Dr. Janelle Norman. We are all working together to enable people to mourn George Floyd and to work for a better Decatur, a better tomorrow. We do it better together. Let's work our way through this, but we don't need to tear down this town. We need to build it up.
Would you describe last night as sort of random? I mean, not any sort of organized way, but people just taking, just being opportunistic in a situation to sort of go out and do some damage?
Well, I don't think this was something people thought about yesterday afternoon and made a game plan. I think what happens is, and Kevin was talking about it a little bit earlier this morning, the ability of social media to mobilize people in a hurry. I think there was a lot of copycat activity going on. You started to see things not only in the major cities of mob mentality and looting going on, but then it started to happen in Champaign and Springfield, and so it was happening there, so let's all do it. We can't act that way. We're better than that. Our community is better than that. We will not tolerate it. We want a peaceful, you know, solution here. We want to work toward a better economy for everybody, but when you start tearing down the businesses, that's who's going to employ people. I mean, that's how we're going to get through this.
All right. If people want more information, I know, and I like I said before, our men and women in uniform, whether they're firefighters or sheriff's deputies or police department folks, you know, they're up all night working fatal accidents. I mean, they're doing everything.
Yeah, it was nonstop last night, and they've got to be exhausted. I don't think anybody's going on much sleep today, but please support our men and women in blue, our firefighters, our paramedics. They're on the front lines, and they are doing their job in the right way. They've been trained to do it the right way. And let's pray for Decatur, pray for a safe night tonight.
Yeah, and then let's also talk a little bit about behavior of just individuals. We all have the responsibility. I mean, I don't care who you are or what you do, the responsibility to care about one another and not do incredibly stupid things. You know, there's this whole thing with this woman in Moroa who made this KKK remark, and now her personal address has been put out there. We don't need this. It's not necessary. It's not honoring the memory of George Floyd. It's not doing anything to change anything. It's just anger. We all have a personal responsibility.
This is a very sensitive time,
yeah.
And so it's very easy for a flippant remark or something on social media to be taken in the wrong way and explode, and we don't need that right now. So use caution in your words, be careful in your actions, do the right thing for your neighbors.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf, we appreciate it. I know it's going to be another long 24 hours for you. I'm not going to get into the story about this lady, other than to say this is the danger of the social media world that we live in. She said an incredibly ignorant and horribly racist thing, you know, on a, I believe it was WAND's story on their social media. There's no excuse. There's no, I mean, this woman's got a dark heart. But then that turns into let's dox her and put out her personal address. And then that, you know, we don't need all that. We don't need any of that.
I came across one as well. Maybe it's the same one, but, you know, encouraging some violence. And then people jumped down their case. And then, hey, I wouldn't really do that. I wouldn't. But the damage is done.
Yeah.
I mean, the mob's already out. I mean, it's...
You just listen, you can talk about the mayor's responsibility. You can talk about the chief of police's responsibility, the Macon County sheriff's responsibility, the city's responsibility. You can talk about all of this, but you have to take some personal responsibility in all of this to not make the situation worse. Please.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.